Nicole Karma joins me. Very good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got something a little topical, a little exciting, yeah, a little fresh. We're talking some shipwrecks.
Yeah, because as you know, last week, HMS Terror, they believe, was found in the Arctic.
Just what a wonderful name for a boat.
It is, isn't it?
It's a horror movie just waiting to be put together.
Well, you kind of think, did they think about that before they boarded, you know, this doomed expedition 168 years ago? So it's so exciting that they found that.
It's incredible.
And so I thought, well, you know, let's delve into the Dictionary of Sydney and find out what shipwrecks lurk in the Dictionary of Sydney.
It's almost as if we're on a harbour. There might be one or two of them.
I think there's quite a few shipwrecks. Sydney's seen quite a few over the years. But probably the most famous was the Dunbar shipwreck. And, you know, that really was the city's most, I suppose, tragic of shipwrecks. And it happened on the night of the 20th of August, 1857. And it was after 81 days at sea arrived off Sydney Heads, and there was basically treacherous weather conditions. Of course, this story always begins with, you know, horrendous weather. And it forced the Dunbar aground at the Gap. Now, the impact shattered the ship, and the lifeboats were basically pounded by the sea, so people really didn't have a chance.
Oh, my.
And all but one of the 122 people died that night. And the person that survived was a crewman called James Johnson. And he was basically hurled onto the rocks where he, I don't even know how he didn't die from the impact, but he somehow managed to climb to safety and then watched as people were basically flung against the cliffs below, which would have just been extremely horrifying. And, you know, the funeral procession was 4 days later, and Sydney was just absolutely shell-shocked by such a tragedy.
I can imagine.
Yeah, at the time, this is 1857, the population wasn't, you know, exactly what it is today, and certainly something like that. I mean, it would still shock people today, of course, but I think it was quite a shocking thing. And the funeral procession, all the ships in the harbour flew their flags at their ensigns at half mast. Guns were fired every minute. Banks and offices were closed, and 20,000 people lined George Street to watch 100 carriages go by. So it was 20,000 people, you know, in 1857 is quite a lot of people. And so really quite a horrendous tragedy. But another one, actually, sorry, it's a bit somber, but
no, it's fine.
I think, you know, this was another, I can't go without mentioning this incident. It was the Grey Cliff disaster, and that was in 1927, and it happened not far from the Opera House, actually. And so the Grey Cliff was a ferry, and it was the Watson's Bay service. So it went from Circular Quay to Watson's Bay, and it was in the afternoon. So there were quite a few school children on board as well. And as it rounded, the Opera House wasn't there at the time. It was the Fort Macquarie Tram Depot.
Oh.
So as it rounded that past Garden Island, it collided with a mail steamer called Tahiti. And people on board the Tahiti watched horrified they described it as the Tahiti basically cut through Grey Cliff like a knife. And shearing through the steelwork and wooden superstructure as though it were so much as a matchboard. And that's a quote. So they were just screaming, and, you know, the people on Tahiti basically couldn't do anything. And within seconds, one half of the ferry slipped underneath the water, and the other half just basically became alive with people scrambling to safety. And, you know, over the next few days, that they had various kind of salvage operations to try and get the bodies basically at the bottom of the harbour. And the space in front of the Fort Macquarie Tram Depot, which is, of course, now where the Opera House is, became a temporary casualty station. And there's actually some really interesting photographs captured from that time around the casualty clearing station, and also of the salvage, by Sam Hood, who was a very well-known Sydney photographer. This extraordinary collection in the Australian National Maritime Museum. In total, 40 people lost their lives that day, which was, you know, it was extraordinary.
That's terrible.
And it's a ferry. I mean, people use the ferry every day, and it was quite horrifying thing. And the ages ranged from 2 to 81 years old. And so along with the Dunbar, it was yet another kind of horrendous maritime disaster. But, you know, there are other things in the Dictionary of Sydney. They're not all kind of doom and gloom. But, you know, as you are probably well aware of the shipwrecks around Homebush Bay, Maroubra Beach was another area where a lot of ships ran aground.
Wow.
And so every now and again, every few years, that like an exposed hull seems to kind of make its way in view. And it's basically that beach really has seen quite a few wrecks. And there was one called the Hereward, which was an iron clipper, and it ran aground in 1898. And the captain somehow managed in, you know, seriously kind of stormy conditions to avoid two rocky reefs and save the 25 crew. He was obviously really skilled.
Yeah, very skilled.
And so that ship was actually around for decades, you know, just still exposed.
Or just there.
Yeah, it was just there. I mean, there were parts of it that were salvaged and sold for scrap, but there were parts of it still left there. And so the council decided to start basically blasting it apart in 1950. Because of safety concerns, but only a couple of years ago it re-emerged again.
Oh,
so
seriously?
It's like it's never leaving. But you know that I'm sure that there are many listeners who could say that they've seen some, you know, exposed hulls and such.
Oh, definitely. The sea taketh, but she came back occasionally as well.
Yeah.
Nicole, amazing stuff. Where can people get more Dictionary of Sydney stories?
Dictionaryofsydney.org.